a first date, but you didn't get a second. Let's find out why. It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. It's a beautiful day to bring two people back together. Maybe it's been a week. Maybe it's been a month. Sometimes we've had a year before. And that is Second Date Update.
It sure is, girl. I just love love.
You love love, honey.
I do.
It's not always easy to find.
No, it's not.
And that's why you come to us.
Yes.
And this morning we have Elena on the phone. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good. How are you?
We're good.
Oh, we're good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So tell us, who did you go out with?
Oh, man, I went out with this guy, Gabe. We had a really nice time. We met at Bratfest over Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We went to dinner and a movie. We saw Godzilla. It was awesome.
Oh.
I thought we had a really good time, and I just haven't heard back.
Oh, wow. Oh. Well, first off, we love ourselves some Bratfest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
We were there, too.
We were there
a lot.
Oh,
I missed you. So sad.
I know, right? We were broadcasting live, and then, of course, we introduced Rip on the grand stage.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many brats we had that day. It was a lot, but it's all good. So, did you like the movie Godzilla? Because I've been wanting to go. I'm like, I love Godzilla.
Oh, I had a really good time.
You did?
Like, some people are complaining that the human drama isn't great. I'm like, that's not why I'm watching Godzilla.
Right.
Like,
please, girl.
Please.
Okay, so very nice. So you guys went to a movie, and then, like, what was your conversation?
I mean, at dinner, you know, like, normal getting to know you stuff.
Yeah.
Like, nothing that really sticks out with me.
Okay. So but everything seemed pretty decent,
yeah, you
I
guys
guess.
Had a great time, and just...
As far as I could tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's up?
Well, what's up
with that? Yeah, exactly. What's up?
All right, so you guys went to a movie, and then you said you had some dinner?
Yeah, and then we had dinner at Liliana.
Love Liliana.
Nice.
Right? Like, I don't know, so I'm here.
So you feel like you looked your best?
Yeah.
You smelled good?
Yeah. No, I was cute.
Okay.
I was cute.
Okay.
There's photographic evidence. I can email you. I was cute.
Okay. Yeah. We need to go down the line.
That's
make sure we covered all bases.
Of course. I didn't show up in my pajamas.
Good.
Like, no, I was cute.
Okay.
Believe me, one of my best friends had a dude who showed up to her house in pajamas.
Really?
And she's like, no
way.
Yes.
No.
She's like, no. And she shut the door.
Good for her.
Yep, that is the right move.
That's right. All right. So how did this date end?
Yeah.
Did you like get a kiss?
Right.
Or was he like, I'll call you? What happened?
I mean, he was like, I'll call you. Like, I believe him. I don't know.
Oh, so like there wasn't another date. Like he didn't say, well, I'll call you to schedule something next week.
Right.
But like, I've dated people for a while where we didn't set concrete plans the night of the first date. Like, that feels like a lot, you know?
For sure.
Exactly. Yeah.
So how long has it been then since last time you spoke?
What day is it?
I know, right?
I'm so bad at this. When was the holiday? It's been a couple weeks. Or no, it's been a week. I can't count.
No worries.
Listen to me. I figured like maybe you're a little busy. Like, I don't know what's up with this job, but hey, I'm here.
Hey.
Okay. Well, this is what we'll do. We will play a song, and then when we get back, we will call Gabe and see what the heck happened, because it sounds like you had a really nice time, and there's no time for this.
No.
We don't have time for ghosting.
No, we don't.
No. All right, girl. It's going to happen next. Hopefully a second date update between Elena and Gabe coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams.
It's Second Date Update.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams in the middle of Second Date Update. We've got Elena on the phone.
Yeah.
Now, Tracy,
this
girl knows how to have a good time because she was at Bratfest.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, of course, they went to see the very popular and anticipated movie Godzilla, which I've yet to go to, but I really want to.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they went to Liliana's.
I love Liliana's. Very nice.
Uh-huh.
Great restaurant.
Yeah,
super great wine. Yeah.
And then, I don't know. Just
what is the problem?
And that is why we are here. So, Elena, we are ready to call Gabe. Are you ready for this?
I am so ready.
All right, honey. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gabe?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, this is Krista and Tracy calling from Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. I don't know if you listen to us or not, but someone has definitely taken a liking to you and wants to listen to you talk to her a little bit more.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you remember going out with a girl named Elena?
Oh, man. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're serious.
Well, that didn't sound good, though.
Uh-uh, I didn't.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Miss Elena has gotten a hold of us because she said that you met at Bratfest, had a great old time, and then continued this date, but now you're not getting back to her.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, this is, I guess, kind of embarrassing, but y'all want me to talk about it?
Of course
we
do.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to. We learn from other people's mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, she's real cute, and she seemed real nice. it was just one of those like tragic dates, you know, like one of those dates that you tell people about.
Ooh, it's tragic.
Oh my gosh, what happened?
Why?
I really want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, she seemed nice and everything, but
yeah,
it was either she was crying at the drop of a hat for no apparent reason, or she was laughing maniacally, like all throughout the date, all throughout the movie, opening the door. Like, we literally had people ask us multiple times to quiet down in the movie theater. It was one of the most embarrassing things that I've ever been a part of.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Wow. So it was just like back and forth. Like, one time she's like crying, then right after she starts laughing, and then you just said she just kept doing this.
Yeah, throughout. I mean, like, I checked on her a couple times, and, you know, it didn't seem like there was anything that was triggering it. It just kept happening.
Right.
Wait, no, hold on. I can explain this. Oh, also, she, hi.
Yeah, Gabe, so, obviously, that's yeah. Elena.
Elena.
That's yeah, Elena. That's You're Elena. On second date update.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hi. Yeah. So here's the thing. I didn't want to talk about it on a first date because going through medical stuff on a first date is weird. But the laughing and crying, it's a thing. So I have PBA. It's called pseudobulbar effect. It means it's just, when you were checking in on me, I was being truthful. I was fine, but it's just something that my like brain doesn't process very well. So it looks like I'm having an extreme reaction, but I'm not. I'm totally fine. I'm not about to flip out on anyone. Just sometimes I laugh a lot. Sometimes I cry a bit. Like it's just,
yeah,
it's just a thing.
Hey, well, this is the first time I've ever heard of it.
It's
and
a disorder.
We all have our thing.
Yeah.
Believe me, I have my own. So this is something, like you said, you can't control this. You'll either start laughing or you're crying, and this is just a part of who you are, the beautiful person that
I
you
figured,
are.
I figured, like, at a monster movie, it's going to be so noisy. Like, who's going to care, right?
Right. Okay, so now, Gabe, you know, I mean, is this a deal breaker for you? I mean, this is a part of who she is, either you can, you know, accept that.
Right.
I mean, because you seem to really like her.
Yeah, I mean, Elena, you're really cute, and you seem really nice. It just feels like a whole lot at once, you know?
I mean, but it's not. I'm not overreacting to anything. It's just think of it like a noise, you know?
Yeah. Well, this is what I say. I honestly, if he's not comfortable and he can't accept that this is who she is, then...
Because he'll never be comfortable when they're out.
Right. So...
if you're laughing, crying.
All right.
No,
look,
you're right.
I'm
should...
on the spot like this. Hey, if you want to go out on a second date, now that I know, you can tell me, you can be honest about this stuff. Why don't we go on a second
date? What do you mean, be honest about this stuff? It was our first date. I don't know my medical history. I was just hoping you could be cool.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, I'm not trying to, like, push you, but I mean, that's kind of, there's, like, an elephant in the room, and if the elephant's, like, barking or whatever, you got to pay attention to it.
No, you know what? I'm not a barking elephant. I wasn't lying about anything. I don't think I need a second date with you. I'm really glad we cleared this up.
Wow, that just took a turn. Okay.
All right.
Well, listen, Elena has spoken, and she can take back her thought process of going out. So, we've never had this done before.
No,
but
we haven't. No, she took it back.
She took it back.
Wow. That's a new one for
us,
Krista.
That's a new one.
On 93.1 Jams.